I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The pastor of China's well-known Early Rain Covenant Church was just sentenced to 9 years in prison. The Chinese government never held a public trial for Pastor Wang, but charged him behind closed doors with inciting subversion of state power and illegal business activities. These kangaroo court proceedings are just one more nail in the coffin for religious freedom in China. Joe Handley with Asian Access says, even though churches face increasing pressure to conform to the communist agenda, they are responding with Christ's love.
Those who are deep followers of Jesus, they're trying to say, how can we make peace in society? How can we stand in the gap and help be that bridge in the midst of what's happening today?
Please pray for wisdom and grace as Chinese believers represent Jesus in their communities. And for many evangelical and Western believers, Christmas ended at midnight on December 25. But around the world, Orthodox Christians celebrate Jesus' birth on Tuesday, January 7. Eastern Europe is the hub of Orthodoxy, but several Orthodox communities can be found in countries like Syria, Egypt, and Kazakhstan. There, believers may face threat of extremist activities as they gather for Christmas services. Even if you missed it this year, you could create a calendar reminder for Orthodox Christmas. Voice of the Martyrs, Todd Nettleton.
I think this is a great reminder that the body of Christ is bigger than the North American church. It's bigger than even the evangelical church. So we need to make a point to be aware on January 7th and be reminded to pray for the parts of the body of Christ that are celebrating Christmas that day and often at great risk.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here on social media or find us on Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.